Page 22. Internet health advice from Dr. Feelgood.
This week's topic, too heavy, too tall, too thin. Too much. Hi there, folks. This week we have some advice for teens on how to deal with the problems young people face because of their body types. I receive many emails each week, and below are answers to some of the most common issues. Many people wrote about being angry or sad about being too fat, too thin or tall, and worrying about their shape and size. Read these letters from Martin, Susan and Charlene. I have given them good tips and ways to deal with these issues. Your internet health advisor, Dr. Feelgood.
Depressed and overweight. Dear Dr. Feelgood, I actually feel very bad, and it is because I am terribly overweight. I eat when I get nervous, I eat when I'm upset, and I eat when I feel depressed about my weight. It is a never-ending circle for me. I have tried all kinds of stupid diets that I found on the internet, and even tried fasting for a few days. Nothing seems to work. Some days, I don't even want to get out of bed, and most of the time, when I'm not at school, I just feel tired and sit around watching TV or playing games on my computer. I really don't know what to do anymore. Martin Shipp.
Hi, Martin. Do not fast. Not eating is dangerous for you and will not help you at all. There are many things you can do to start feeling better about yourself. First of all, get some exercise every day. You can go for walks or a bike ride to start. Secondly, stop eating foods that are sweet and fatty. Get rid of all the white sugar and most of the saturated fats in your diet right away. You should add vegetables, fruits and healthy snacks to your diet and drink water too. Finally, I think you should talk to someone. Feeling depressed and tired all the time are signs that you need to talk about it with someone you trust. Try your parents, or talk to a counsellor or a teacher at school about what is bothering you, even if it is not only about your weight. Sometimes we need guidance from others to help us feel better. Good luck. Dr. Feelgood.
Tall and thin. Dear Dr. Feelgood, I'm quite upset. I happen to be the tallest girl in my class. I'm even taller than most of the boys. It seems like all the guys are put off by this. To make things worse, I'm pretty thin. I worry a lot that the guys think their girlfriend should be shorter than them and have more curves to her body. Many girls envy me for being thin, but being thin and tall is not as great as they think. Do you have any advice for me? Susan Williams.
Hello, Susan. One thing is certain, and that is that there are many different shapes and sizes when it comes to people. It may feel as though you are too tall or too thin, but you really should not worry about it. Your body will change, and so will the boys. Some of them grow taller much later than girls do, and don't forget that some guys like tall girls. But what is really important is that the guy you meet likes you for who you are inside. A real boyfriend is someone who appreciates you for who you are. Have you ever thought that some guys in your class might think that you wouldn't like them because they are too short? Accept yourself for who you are and what you look like. You will meet someone who appreciates you as you are. Sincerest wishes, Dr. Feelgood.
Dizzy and starving. Dear Dr. Feelgood, I have been doing everything I can to lose weight. Everyone tells me I'm not overweight, but I don't feel this way. When I look at myself in the mirror, I really don't see a thin body. It is a bit confusing as I feel fat even though nobody says I am. I exercise every day, starve myself as much as I can, and so far I lost about 3 kilos. But it has taken me 3 weeks to do this, and I'm always hungry. Sometimes I can't focus on school because I feel dizzy. Isn't there a better way to lose weight? I'm often tired, and now I really don't know what to do. I felt so bad. I just ate 3 hamburgers and a slice of pizza too. Charlene Winters.
Hi, Charlene. It sounds to me like you don't need to lose weight. If everyone around you is saying you're not overweight, chances are they're correct. Go and speak with a school nurse or a doctor. More importantly, you must never starve yourself. The reason you feel dizzy and can't focus on school is because you don't eat. This is unhealthy and dangerous. If you don't stop, you'll end up binge eating. That is why you eat so many hamburgers and a slice of pizza at once. If you are tired all the time, you may need iron supplements or multivitamins. Eat healthy food and exercise, but make sure you take time to rest, have fun, and enjoy other things too. Best wishes, Dr. Feelgood.